אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
My name is Nomi Biren and I work as a domestic violence counselor and caseworker at Jewish Care.
Are there any cases of domestic violence within the Jewish community?
Unfortunately, the Jewish community is no different to any other community in Australia and in the whole wide world. Basically, we do have cases of domestic violence at about the same rate as we statistically find it in the general community, but it is less spoken of and people are more hesitant to come forward and ask for help for a lot of reasons, because we are a close community and a lot of people know each other. People feel ashamed and embarrassed or frightened to ask for help. The statistics, unfortunately, is that we do have domestic violence in our community at many different versions of domestic violence.
Can you explain to our listeners what is domestic violence?
The basis of domestic violence is about power and control. So it is always in a relationship where one person is seeking to overpower and to control the other partner in the relationship. And there are many different types of abuse. They usually start with verbal, emotional, and escalate to social, and there's religious, and there is financial, and there is, of course, physical, and there's sexual. So there are very many different types of domestic violence, and they usually start with the verbal and emotional and escalate to the more severe ones, but they're all under the same umbrella and they all come under domestic violence.
We're talking to Nomi Biren, a counselor and a caseworker at Jewish Care, specializing in domestic violence, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Nomi, you said that abuse come in many forms, verbal, emotional, social, religious, finance, physical, sexual. Is it much worse now during COVID-19?
Well, we have definitely seen an escalation of cases that would have been, maybe held on a low flame, sort of getting worse, and also quite a few new cases that have never experienced domestic violence before. The fact is that people have been in isolation and staying home, and a lot of people working from home. So basically a lot of time spent with the person that one is in the relationship with, and of course the pressures of income, the pressures of children in the home and not attending school, all that has added to what is already a pressure cooker. And so, yes, we have unfortunately experienced an escalation of the cases. And yes, we have to adjust to all the new ways of having to manage those situations, whether the people choose to stay together or people need to separate to keep safe. But we know that there has been an escalation.
Can you explain to our listeners what does it mean, verbal or emotional, social, religious or financial abuse? Because people can relate to maybe sexual abuse or physical abuse, but they don't understand what emotional abuse is. Why would you be afraid if you're emotionally abused?
Okay, so, it's a really good question, because, when you have physical abuse, it's very easy to prove. You can see a black eye, you can see a broken arm, you can see a broken nose. That's not difficult to prove. But to be able to actually explain to somebody else how it feels to be emotionally abused is a lot more difficult. And emotional abuse can be a whole lot of different things. It can be really sort of blackmailing you to do things that you don't want to do. putting you under pressure, that you feel like you are walking on eggshells, that you can never do the right thing. You're always wrong, no matter what it is. There's blackmailing you, saying that if you leave the person that you're with, they may kill themselves, or they may do something bad to somebody in your family, or they may harm your pet. There is lots and lots of way of emotionally pressuring somebody and emotionally abusing them to the point where they are almost frozen and unable to act, to do anything.
So how do you help people that you even suspect that there is something going on there, that is something wrong in the relationship?
Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of relationships that are not necessarily harmonious, but are not, you know, abusive. When a relationship is abusive, it means that one side in the relationship is feeling controlled and is feeling abused. And then the first thing we do is make sure that they're safe, that they can keep themselves safe, that they know how to keep safe. And if they cannot keep safe in the relationship, then we look at a way to help them leave the relationship, and usually use one of our state domestic violence services to find them a safe place. So that would be the first thing. Safety is the paramount issue for the victim, and if there are children in the relationship, of course, for the children. Once we know that that is sorted and they are safe and they know how to keep themselves safe, then we start working with the client, going where the client wants to go. Some clients want to leave the relationship. Some clients actually don't. They choose to stay in the relationship, and then we help them with some skills and with some ways of managing the relationship and keeping them safe, themselves emotionally safe and physically safe. If they want to leave, then we make a plan of them leaving safely. And then after they have left, then we start helping them with practical things like housing and Centrelink payments and parenting agreements and all the things that come following a separation.
And if people want to contact Jewish Care, what is the number?
Okay, so if they want our help and they are from our community, then they call Jewish Care on 1-300-133-660 and ask to speak to somebody in the family services.
So the number is 1-300-133-660.
Yes.
Naomi Beran, I hope that our conversation would assist some people in our community, increase their awareness. Thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.